street and I'm sitting in the middle. Two girls by my side with the windows rolled down and I'm feeling really fine. Cause you wanna know what's on my mind.
Welcome to the Getting Chicks Podcast with Dave and Matt.
You know, to make it easier for me to edit, you could probably just wait like a second after I say yes before you start in. To welcome to the Getting Chicks Podcast with Dave and Matt. My name's Dave Swan and alongside me is Matt Lewis from MattIsFunny.com.
You can find me on Twitter at MattIsFunny, same name. My co-host, Dave Swan, he's getting a little chippy today. He's a little chippy today. I don't know what's going on. Is it the... Your whole town got evacuated. They moved over to my neighborhood with the, if you don't know, today is the Armenian Genocide
Memorial Day. They were recording this is.
The day we're recording this is, yes. I'm not going to look at your calendar and tell you exactly what day it is on your computer. No. So is that got you stirring up some emotions? What's going on? What's going on, Dave?
None at all.
Is it the gray day? Is it the murky day?
I just found out today it was the Turks.
You just found out about it?
Yeah, I've heard about it, but mostly when comedians are on stage joking about...
Oh, like justifying, like...
Armenians.
Okay. Oh, I had a weird story. I lived with a...
You always have weird stories.
Yeah. I lived with a Turkish girl for a while. Yeah, I had a roommate who was Turkish.
Well...
Did I punch her?
Her fist.
No, dude, we didn't fight. We were... Okay. She did not know about the Armenian genocide thing. It's like completely whitewashed.
One-sided.
It's completely whitewashed from the schools. Because, I mean, you know, they won. They kicked their ass. But, you know, and she was just finding out about it once she moved to Los Angeles. And we, you know, we were in Koreatown, close to, like, you know, really...
Little Armenia.
And she was just...
Not to be confused with Glendale. There actually is something called Little Armenia.
Yeah, they were having a parade today, and it was moving, and I watched it, and it was cool.
I wouldn't really say it was moving.
No, it was moving.
Slow.
I was at the parade.
I wasn't.
I got
stuck behind some people trying to catch up to it.
Oh, like in a car?
It was probably the most expensive motorcade I've ever seen.
Really? Oh, was it like all the leased Mercedes with the flags sticking out?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever actually seen the emblems covered on their cars.
Yeah, usually they're kind of Beastie Boys with the MIT kind of, I don't know. That went nowhere.
You got to fight for your right to tell that.
I got to fight for my right to butcher a story. All right, so Dave.
You fight for it every podcast.
Yes, I am, this is a big week for me. I'm deciding between whether I'm going to be a PS3 guy or an Xbox 360 guy.
I got the 360, but at the same time, my brother sold his Xbox and got a PS3, so...
And what does your brother feel? How does your brother feel?
He likes his PS3.
Yeah.
But you can play Blu-rays. There's not really anything outside of it. If you have a DVD player, you don't really need an Xbox.
Okay, I don't have a DVD player. My DVD player was my PlayStation 2, and the PlayStation 2 crapped out.
I'm like 99% positive. Yeah, you can play DVDs on it.
Yeah, I just stopped watching DVDs. That's
what level you're on?
That's where I'm at. That's
like I don't watch DVDs.
Yeah, I just stopped watching movies. I stopped watching movies because it was too inconvenient. Absolutely.
Aren't you special?
Yeah. So I've heard everybody that has the Xbox 360 likes the Xbox 360. Everybody likes has the PS3. No, I've heard no complaints either way. The only difference I found is like there's a subscription service.
Yeah.
And was it minimal? Is that like?
It's about $50 or $60 for the year.
Oh, that's nothing. Basically.
On Xbox and PS3, I think it just comes with it.
I think I'm going to go PS3.
You do what you got to do.
I will.
You be you.
I'll do me. I'll go wrestle.
You do
Sims.
That every night.
That's good. That's pretty clever. Come up with that one on your own?
Yes, I do.
You're just snarky today, man. You're just...
I'm running 6.2 miles.
6.2 miles?
It's going to be 7 on Thursday. I'm excited.
Ramping it up a little bit? You're going to run a marathon? What do you think?
No, I think I'm going to try and get like up to 10 miles and like consistently do that for a while.
Is it just physical fitness in general?
Yeah, just feel good about myself.
That's good, man.
I feel poor the next day. Good one day.
Yeah, and then you can do upper body the next day. That's good.
No, actually, I did legs yesterday.
I've been hiking. I don't run, so I just walk.
Attaboy.
It's uphill. It's good. One of the things about the parks in LA, you can usually smoke weed. You know, you find a secluded place. So
there's everything about fitness.
Yeah. Well,
screams, let's get high.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things I found is a lot of the parks, running has too much traffic, but a lot of the smaller parks you can do that. And I stopped smoking cigarettes. This is day 7 of me not smoking cigarettes.
You have been a little testy lately.
I've been going off on people, but like I said, I haven't been going off on people.
You've also been trying to drive one of our acquaintances insane.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe Larkin. Yeah, it's going to be a short track for him. I'm going to make him a better person. I'm just going to push him over the edge, let him rebuild himself, but bring all the parts back, and I think it's going to be better for him. He's aware I told him this. It's all right. This is an ambush radio. It's all right.
I don't think this is ambush.
No. He's not here. He's not waiting for me, is he?
He's been hiding in the closet.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yes.
You're talking about his sexuality?
No, not at all.
Okay, fair enough.
He's Joseph Larkin.
Okay, fair enough.
He wears a cardigan nightly.
Okay.
Daily. Even
so, weather. Yeah, we're really not doing really good on the riffing today, are we? We're not.
I blame you.
Yeah, usually I carry it, and I haven't really been carrying it. I don't know. Is there something weird going on? What's going on? That you don't. You're.
Not, I haven't been drinking.
You haven't been drinking?
I did have a glass of bourbon last night. Yeah. And that was about it.
Okay.
That was the first glass of bourbon I've had in 3 weeks.
Bourbon?
Yeah.
You like these exotic drinks. I'm just usually a beer or a wine
Bourbon's
guy.
Not exotic.
Well, I mean, it's
whiskey.
Just,
yeah. It's American. There's nothing exotic about American.
No, I mean, like
exact opposite of exotic.
You like variety, yeah, varied drinks, like a variety of drinks. I'm just beer, wine, whatever, you know?
Wine's more like varied than whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey's just like, all right, whiskey's moonshine.
Yeah.
That's what they originally. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's the weather. We're not really hitting on all cylinders today. You know what I mean?
I blame you.
Yeah, we got running late. I got tied up in my part with the parking because of this.
An hour late.
Well, probably. But it works out.
It might be the 3 slices of pizza though. I mean, antsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You want to go ahead and wrap this, and we'll just bring in our guest.
We're gonna listen to let's listen to a little bit of
Everyday Peoples in the Middle.
You're going to get it eventually.
Everyday animals in the middle. Jeff Rokos at the top, right?
And we'll back end with Jeff Rokos, too, but we'll talk about that
back later. End with Jeff Rokos. All right.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah? All right, well,
I apologize to our guest preemptively.
You're on a food coma. Well, stay tuned for the second half of the podcast with Getting Chicks with Dave and Matt. Thank you very much.
Toodles. Diamond.
It's simple. Welcome to the second half of the Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt. You've been listening to Everyday Animals.
You got it.
I did it. I did it correctly. We studied. We researched. We had our.
No, we didn't.
No. Okay. Well, we're gonna bring. You know, what we did do. We're gonna bring our. We're gonna bring our guest on. Very funny young lady, knocking back a Boilermaker herself. Here she
Cheers.
Goes.
Cheers.
A little bit of Ohio love in the room. Welcome to the show, Maria Shihata.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
I was kind of almost waiting for an applause break. Like,
I know. Yeah, we need an in-studio audience. Don't
usually
we?
He says, give it up for...
Put your hands together. Yeah.
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah.
I haven't done it with Bullet before.
It's nice. It's smooth.
Yeah. For those of you that aren't aware, we are we're experimenting a little bit.
Go for the double Bs.
Actually, the Bud and Bullet. That sounds better. Yeah, double Bs.
We're doing a
Bullet
double
bourbon with Budweiser.
We're doing a double B Boilermakers.
Crazy, I think.
Doing our double B Boilermakers, Budweiser and Bullet whiskey.
Bullet bourbon.
Bullet bourbon Bullet whiskey.
Bourbon's a type of whiskey. Yeah.
Bourbon.
Bourbon comes from Kentucky. Scotch whiskey comes from Scotland. Mm-hmm. All the rest of the whiskeys come from...
There's also
well, I know you studied in school.
Too, but yeah.
I know. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I'm a bartender. I have to know these things.
You are a bartender?
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than a bartender that doesn't know the difference. I had a customer yell at me.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they ask you to do the
He's
fancy?
Like, what's your well whiskey? Yeah. And I think I said, like... No, he said, what's your well scotch? And whatever, I mixed them up.
You don't ever, if you're getting scotch, you don't order well in the first place.
All right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't well. The point was, he asked for a scotch, and he goes, what other scotches do you have? And I started naming bourbons.
Whiskey, yeah.
Bourbons. Just, and I didn't, yep. Oh, Matt, okay. Matt's really one guy. He's,
oh, so,
like,
yeah, so
like, I want to say something. I want to say something.
I was just trying to format it before we go into immediately.
That's what that squirt gun is.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So how long have you been a bartender?
3 months, something like that.
Oh, 3 months. Okay. Well, you said I'm a bartender, like.
Well, I am a bartender.
Well, okay. But you
just hit him.
I didn't know it was recent. I didn't know it was recent. That's cool.
Well, you made it sound like I was trying to be misleading by saying I was a bartender. I am a bartender.
Okay. No worries.
I wasn't like I'm a long time bartender.
You were actually trying to reach for it at that point.
Yeah.
No.
Maria.
Was I saying any of that, Matt? Did I say any of that?
No. You weren't saying it, but I heard that in the voice. And
Maria has a water gun.
Water gun.
I really want a picture.
Up against my head right now. Dave, I know he was a bartender in college, correct?
Yes.
Have you been a bartender since college?
Been looking for bartending work. I enjoy bartending.
It's hard to find bartending. It's hard to find bartending work
here.
It's
so much fun.
I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I never thought of...
So gangster.
I think we got our picture for this week.
There we go.
Did you hold that up to your face? You know it's an iPhone.
Okay. No. I figured out it was
an iPhone. I thought it was more like a George. I don't even know what I mean by that.
Okay. So it's hard to find bartending work. You found it here in L.A.?
I got very lucky. I was serving at this corporate restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and I asked to be a bartender. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Nice.
Much too.
You don't get if you don't ask. I like that.
It's true. And like, I didn't have any bartending experience. And I was sat down by one of the other managers and was like, I just got to tell you that mm-hmm. in all of my 10 years of working in corporate restaurants, mm-hmm. I have never seen a server just be promoted to bartender with no experience
yeah.
in my entire life. And I was like, well, I didn't know what to say. Like, yeah. I guess I'm just awesome.
You're like the Jackie Robinson of the Olive Garden.
I don't think you understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm delightful.
Yeah?
That's actually an interesting segue into what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that I'm not delightful.
Oh, that's what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you asked me what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, and there was someone who was saying that you were a bitch.
There's been a few stories of that. I've had a lot of people tell me that, when I first met you, I thought you were a huge bitch.
I met you a handful of times and never.
Well, I said that. Did I say that to you?
It's weird because I hated you.
Well,
did I say that to you?
I don't think you ever did.
No, that was the first time I met you whenever we drove to Orange, I believe, or Tustin, or wherever that was.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. It was. It was pleasant. We had a good talk. We, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, that night, one of the comedians.
Okay, so, am I allowed to say names here?
You can say names, it's alright.
It's not a diss on him at all, so it's like, it was me,
telling the story, you're not.
Josh Adam Myers and Angelo Bowers, and, mm-hmm. We went down to, where were we?
The Cherry Pit, Scott Bowser show, in this, the White Power Bar in, Tustin, I think it was. Or,
okay, yeah. So it was
a White
far away at a place called the Cherry Pit.
The Cherry Pit. No, it was the Cherry Pit in Orange. That's what it was, yeah.
So anyway, I get like that night, there was like four people in the audience. Whatever, we were playing pool. They were talking about some weird movie they had seen. I thought it was a fine night. Yeah. I thought I had fun.
I didn't think anything went weird.
Angelo Bowers is now, he's passed away. He's, every time I see Josh Adam Myers, they were in the car together.
Mm-hmm.
They're best friends.
As they
best
always
friends.
Were.
They went everywhere together.
Yeah.
Every time I see him now, the first thing he likes to tell me is, do you remember that time we went to the Cherry Pit? He's you were being such a bitch that night. He's like, and I remember calling you on it. I was like, oh, Maria, you're being a bitch. And Angela was like, yeah, high five.
That was so not how it happened.
It's not. I don't remember that. I think I would have been sad. Angela's the nicest person in the world. Like, never said a bad thing about anybody.
No.
I don't remember that happening.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you can have that moment, I guess. But every time I see him now, I'm like, please, tell me again how Angelo thought I was a huge bitch. Please. And like, I don't actually say that, but he does. Every time he like sees me and it's just something clicks in his head.
Yeah.
And he's like, remember that time?
The eyes light up.
Remember that time Angelo thought I was a hero and you a bitch? You remember that? I'm like, I guess.
But no,
you look down into your beer.
Yeah, whatever.
But nobody else call it. Nobody else has bitch stories about you, do they?
Well,
I'm sure some.
I don't know. People tell me. I mean, like, last night actually, I was out.
We're gonna clear the air. We're gonna clear the air today.
Were you a bitch though last night?
Okay, let me tell the story.
That's it.
That's not. It's not like an example of me being a bitch, and they're like, "You're a bitch."
Okay,
but. Like, I got called, because I was saying how I hated small talk, mm-hmm. and I hate going to a hairdresser or a salon and having the hair cutter, like, try to make small talk. Like, oh, how was your Easter? Did you have family? Did you go home?
Especially if it's not one you go to all the time.
Yeah, just cut my hair. Forced. I would much rather just sit here while you cut my hair and not say anything. I can fine with my thoughts. I am fine, like, being left alone.
I'm cool being.
Think. I love that. Yeah. Like, and she kept making fun of it. And then
your hair looks beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. So this guy calls me. I was telling this story last night. He used to be my improv teacher. Mm-hmm. He calls me misanthropic. He's like, you're a little misanthropic.
I don't understand the definition.
And I was like, I was like, as soon as I look that up, I'm going to be pissed at you. But do you know what misanthropic is? Let's look it up right now because I can't
Wikipedia
fully remember. The guy next to me kind of came to my defense and was like, no, you're not. But the guy next to me is from New York, where everybody kind of has that, like...
Misanthropic. I would just say miss sounds like something that's bad or
like
wrong.
Throwing some of my 8th grade Latin in there trying to get the definition.
It sounds like there's something misguided is how I would think it.
Like, off-putting is kind of how I think
it
is.
Frequently confused with asociality. Misanthropy.
Lack of social skills.
Misanthropy is hatred. Misanthropy is hatred of the human species or human nature.
Holy crap.
A little off-putting.
Yeah.
Well,
hatred of the human species would be off-putting.
So he called me hatred. He said I hate the human species.
Yeah.
Or human nature.
Yeah. So, like, were you bigger into plants and animals, or what?
Don't like animals all that much. Okay. I don't think I hate the human species. I just don't think I love them as a whole. I don't think And I think I'm just kind of a real person. I don't think I, like, fake, like...
No, absolutely. You don't go over the top with, like,
I'm not... Yeah. Oh. I don't know. It's so you guys didn't think I was a bitch?
No.
I've never thought you were a bitch. Mm. I thought you were reclusive, you know, a little bit. I don't think you were antisocial. I just thought you weren't overly social.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that assessment?
I would agree with that.
And talking with you one-on-one... I've never had a problem with you.
Because you do most of the talking.
I know. I do. I tend to do that. That's kind of why I host a podcast.
Sure.
I never really thought like you were a dick or anything like that.
Sure.
No. But yeah.
Well, someone just killed themselves. Am I boring you?
I just felt like doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
No, not boring me at all. I'm just paying. I sit back and pay attention. I'm like, there's not really any place for me to talk here.
Okay.
I just wanted to entertain myself, really.
Has anybody ever just told you their first impression of you after knowing them a while?
Not really.
Really?
I
get it a lot.
I had a weird moment. Like,
well, they're probably like, oh, yeah, I can see that. Like, if a lot of people think
snobby,
you're bitchy or something.
I'm a bitch. Like,
because you don't do the overly weird Hollywood fake stuff. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? You pretend like...
I've never changed the tone of my voice. I've been fired from waitressing jobs because people, they get the wrong idea of me. They think, I try with tables. I really try to help, but I'm not overly friendly. I don't go, oh, it's your kid's birthday, yay! Like, I don't care. I've been fired. I got fired from one job. Mm-hmm. I customers complain about me all the time.
You're not the pieces of flair girl.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I can understand if you have customers complain about you, why a place would fire you.
It was a buildup of things. It was like they have mystery shoppers, and I got a negative 11% on one of my reports, which isn't even possible.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
I consider that an accomplishment.
Yeah, I do too. That is impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you put on the fridge.
And that day, someone had complained. Like, they sat me down. They talked to me about it. They were like, okay, enjoy your shift. I went out on the floor, out to the world of this restaurant. And I got busy, and somebody, like, he goes, where's my salad? And I went, I don't know. Which is not...
A completely honest answer.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'll go check. Yeah. But he was like, what do you mean you don't know? You're the server. But I was already walking away at that point. So he had the man. He, like, had the manager come over. But that guy was, like, complaining because, like, he ordered ribs. And we didn't have the full cow ribs. We only had baby back pork ribs. And he, like, looked like he was going to cry. He was a big black man. I was like, shut up.
Some people seem like they go to restaurants just to look for reasons to complain. I mean, like, they're bringing you food. You're going to eat. I mean, it's not like you're going to walk in and just say, hey, you know, I'm going to have anything for you. You can decide to be happy. People so often, it seems that way.
Well, it was the one restaurant I worked at out here. It was the menu changed every week.
That's difficult.
Not everything was ever there. And, like, why don't you know what's on the menu? I'm like,
it changed.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you don't know the man? I'm like, no. It's not even owned by the same person anymore. The guy kind of...
just like... it was the restaurant.
The guy kind of just, like, disappeared with every... like, I found out a couple months after, he just no longer was running the place or owning it.
Yeah.
He got pushed out, and everything he'd been telling everyone was just a lie.
Wow. I was like,
oh. Got some shady shit going on, man.
Oh, yeah. You know what place I worked at.
It was a comedy venue.
I worked there for a day.
You
really?
I never went back.
Out here?
I left crying. Yeah, out here.
Wasn't it much?
I hated it. It was the most poorly run place.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, management wasn't there. People would complain.
There was no management.
There was no one to tell. It was my first day.
Yeah.
And they were just like, this is awful and this is bad and this took forever. And I was like, that's all true stuff. But, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I can't argue this.
The cook in the back is doesn't even speak English.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to tell you.
The staff consisted of one chef.
Yeah.
A busser and a server.
Really?
And that was it.
Unless
there was the weekend.
It's amazing the place is still in business. Like I said, changed owners. So,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. So don't ever. We're not
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we've gone negative. I guess we've gone negative. My experience.
You have a big smile on your face. You're like, yeah, we got negative.
Yeah,
we did.
I found out I helped open a restaurant, and I found out the owner died last year. I was looking on Wikipedia, and I found out. Yeah, so they turned into a national chain. It was a Rib Crib. It was a it was like a barbecue joint. Barbecue joints are like the easiest places to work in ever.
It's called Rib Crib, and it was a barbecue joint. It kind of put the two together.
Yeah, I didn't know if I put that. But he was a football player, and he was like this old redneck football player. He would always just come stumbling in his cowboy boots and call everybody, hey, partner. And my favorite thing to do was everybody worked there was like 16, 17 years old, you know, when it was like everybody's first job. And we'd always tell people to rotate the ice, that the ice bin would get frozen up.
Oh, you have all those jobs. Bacon stretcher, the tap extender.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we'd find some 16, 17-year-old, have him fill up like 8 bus tubs full of ice, and he'd walk back there, he'd smoke, the owner would be, damn it, Pard! Who's screwing with the new hire? It was always like, that was always my favorite thing, and I found out the guy died. So, I had a beautiful story, and then I had to, this has just been a weird energy going on. Maybe it's
because of the genocide.
It's because of the Armenians. It's because of the dead Armenians. Yeah.
Respecting it with weird energy.
Well, to be fair, we both brought up death in all of our stories.
Yeah, we
did that?
Well, not
I did.
I don't think you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just brought it up.
No, I agree. I meant to say I did. Like,
you're getting
the squirt. Maria has the water gun again. They just traded back and forth with me. So interesting stuff. You went to the Middle East forum last year.
I did. I went to Palestine and Qatar.
And how was that? How was that experience for you? That was part of the documentary you were in, or?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in Just Like Us?
Yes, they were filming Just Like Us too, and Palestine was like the last leg of their trip.
Oh, cool.
And then Qatar was just for something else entirely. But I went with Ahmed.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Palestine was wild.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures from the news, yeah.
He was like, not going to talk about it, but it was fun.
So you always felt safe while you were there?
Yeah, I was traveling. I was rolling with the U.S. consulate.
Oh, really?
They sat us down and had, like, a safety seminar with us. They were like, don't go into West Bank after 10, yada, yada, yada. But one of the comedians we were with is from Palestine, and so we went out after one of our shows. Palestine has a nightlife.
Really?
We went into this little club that was in this building that was like a shopping center but stacked, and it was called Guitar Cafe. And Guitar Cafe. And then you walked in, it was all smoky and everybody smoking and drinking, and like they drink a lot of Palestine.
Little Vegas action kind of thing.
There was an Irish folk band in the middle of the room.
That's always weird to me when I see stuff like there's completely different cultures that is like
absorbing.
We're gonna be listening to this today.
They have their own Mumford and Sons kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was flirting with some guy. It was fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good time.
I had a girl.
It was a good time. I didn't feel like I was in Palestine. I felt like I was in New York.
Yeah.
And you walk outside, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait a second.
The whole bombs, the whole rock-throwing thing going on.
Yeah, we had to, like, on our way home, we're, like, in a checkpoint, waiting in line, and, like, yeah, that was all awful.
So, like, that, so that...
Everything up to that was fun, but that just...
Except that Israelis, so it was all great.
Yeah,
like, no, kidding.
I'm just kidding, Hollywood.
Maybe the Israelis with the M16s kind of sobers you up a little bit, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, like it's
and these kids are young, they're like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, because they're like doing their mandatory military service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really strange.
I have the same thing when you go into Mexico. They have like military checkpoints down there, and they M20s, M16s, and the kids look like they're, you know, they should be playing basketball, you know what I mean? They're like 16, 17-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, can't even shave, and yet these, like, oversized, baggy clothes. It's just weird.
It's weird. It's weird to see these kids. Like, what was I doing when I was 18? I was, like, just getting in college. What were you doing at 18?
I was in a fraternity.
Just going to college.
I was in a fraternity. I was goofing.
Just living it up. Hanging out at coffee shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
We went to Arabica coffee shop down in Coventry when I was in high school. It's like, this is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah. And we definitely didn't have M16s in our hands.
Frat parties and college football. That was pretty much my life.
I remember. Just going down to Mexico for my buddies.
Yeah.
Not for the should have been wedding, but for
yes.
the for spring break, my senior year of college.
Uh-huh.
There was a federal. It was the week after they found a head in one of the clubs.
Oh yeah, that's usually a downer.
Yeah, and we were going the next week, and we're like, all right.
Yeah.
But there was a guy. My one buddy is obsessed with strip clubs. I'm like, dude, I just have like, I can't break this money tonight. I'll break it. So he goes, no, just go grab some cash.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right. I went back to the room, grabbed some of his cash.
Which part of Mexico were you in? Cancun.
Acapulco.
Acapulco. Okay.
And then I walked back, and the club was closed. The strip club was closed
because of the head.
No, this is it.
Okay.
The club we went to at the end of the week was the one with the head was rolled into.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys, like, planned it out.
It was one of those spring break packages. We were like, all right, this is the night you get in here for free. This is, like, we saw DJ AM, which was awesome.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the Travis Barker guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, the guy who died with him.
Okay.
But yeah. So I'm, like, going to the strip.
You just brought up death.
That was me. I actually kind of brought
it
up.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
You can spray him.
No. No.
All right, so you were in Acapulco, Mexico, and you were
going to... Oh, yeah, well, it was one of the... So the guy's like, I'm like at the strip club, and I see two federales roll up, and the one guy walks off with his, like, assault rifle, and the other guy's like a younger guy, and he's like, hey, I'm like,
They're just walking through the club, just casual.
No, it wasn't the club, it was out on the street.
Okay.
And it was, he like just... looked at me and bullshit a little bit,
yeah.
And like I was doing my best broken Spanish, and it turned into me saying, "I really want to ask to hold your assault rifle."
Did he like?
And he goes like this. He showed, your pistola.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Aquí." I go, "Sí." He goes, "Cinco dólares." I'm like,
"Oh, did you have to give him some cash to?"
I didn't have a camera.
Oh, because you wanted to get a picture of you holding the gun.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't do it.
Oh wow, that would be fun. That would be fun.
My buddy, I told him that. I say, he goes, "What the?" Hell is wrong
while,
with you.
While you were drunk, too, Riley. Oh, right. Absolutely. Gotta love Mexico.
I have no problem going to... Because I'm just like... I should probably be more afraid down there than I am.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like ignorance is bliss kind of thing. You didn't know that it was... That you
don't trust the cab. The cab drivers are crazy. They're like, oh, red light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how it is in Cairo, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, there's no law. There's no rules. You just go and try not to die. That's pretty much the only rule there.
I saw a place in Vegas I want to go where I can go. Next time I go back, I want to go back and shoot. You can go back and shoot a military rifle.
The gun store.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a picture of me in a suit holding a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
There's a place in Mexico, this like small town.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called, but you pay $10 and you can simulate trying to cross the border.
Like
they take you through,
like they like scaling a fence or
scaling a fence and getting down and crawling on the ground.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I forgot.
Where is this place?
It's a small town. Like I could look it up right
now.
Was
it on the border?
No, it's not on the border. It's down. It's like deep into Mexico, or it's like outside of a like Cancun or someplace.
Okay.
I want to do what's it called? The
My mind just went blank. That's not what I wanted to do.
I used to go to Mexico a lot, and I need to start going back more often. I told you about the thing
we're gonna go.
My aunt and uncle have a place about 3 hours south of the border. It's this little farming town that's gonna be fun. We're gonna do a little comedy show down there.
Right.
For a bunch of Japanese tourists.
Here.
Oh, what's it called?
Tourists in Mexico.
You
experience rigors of crossing U.S. border.
Hmm? That's awesome.
Where is it though?
Yesterday, realized that since the Great Depression,
mm-hmm.
this is the first time that more Mexicans are leaving the United States than coming in.
Because the economy so bad here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I don't know
if that counts for LA, but maybe. Yeah, but maybe in another country. But yeah, what's the name of this town? There's a town. Maria's looking this up. Where, as you were saying, you can
question: is it a border town?
It's not a border town. We believe where you can simulate crossing into the United States.
Fence jumping.
Maybe it's a 4-hour nighttime hike.
Uh huh.
In the riverbeds of Park Eco Alberto, an eco park community. Okay, I shouldn't read.
Yeah.
Owned by the Hanunu Indians, who live on some 3,000 acres of land in the state of Hidalgo, about 3 hours northwest of Mexico City.
Okay, so yeah.
And roughly 700 miles from the border.
Okay, that's in the, yeah, so that's inland, pretty far inland. Okay.
So it looks like I know what we're doing.
A 4-hour night hike. You pay money to, I would never do that.
Well, at least you didn't.
Actually, I would.
How did you find this? This is amazing.
That's kind of when you have the just like, here, I want to blow this money.
I want to know what's
in. $10. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, it's $10?
Yeah,
$10.
It's nothing.
Holy crap, for 4 hours of entertainment?
Yeah, well, that's also...
That's cheaper than a movie.
Well, $10 is also how much you spend for a week's hotel there, too. So, yeah, it works out.
I'm moving to Mexico.
Dude, Mexico's awesome. Mexico's fun.
Yo hablo un pequeño español,
please. Yeah, I've got a friend in Mexico I want to go visit, actually. My old roommate.
Is she not allowed back or something?
Well, she moved back because she was going to marry a guy. And then she wound up not marrying the guy. And we still keep in touch. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm in an open marriage, man. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. She's gonna be cool with it. It's going to be great.
As long as she doesn't know about it.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what open marriage
is. We said.
She's open to keeping her mouth shut.
Yeah, we've actually talked about it, so as long as we're honest.
I think I need to kill this plant.
And if she's, you know, mm-hmm. having her fun on the side, you're fine with it.
Yeah. Damn, Skippy.
You can't stop with the candles.
I have ADD, Matthew.
Yeah, this is what happens every episode. We try to stash things away.
It's funny, I take it so personally, too.
That I'm doing that?
Just your
fidgeting?
The fidgeting, the uneasy, unsettledness, like you're not really engaged in the conversation. I feel like it's my fault. Like
I am up here.
He does this to everybody. He does.
Yeah,
he does do that to everybody. It's not you. But I'm
very enthralled with the stuff you say. Yeah. It's just that,
yeah,
like the actions I do. That's why
they so misrepresent your words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it's just one of those things. You're like, no, I can tell you're not paying attention. No, I paid attention.
No,
It's done. The attention is done. I've already paid it.
The toll has been.
No, he can repeat back everything he said to you, and he does.
No, I know you're listening, but you're not. You don't care. That's the point I'm getting at. But I don't want this to turn into you defending yourself because that's so boring to listen to.
Because she'd rather just attack like, you.
This is how it's.
And now I'm just giving an honest assessment of how it makes one feel.
You know, Angela was right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be sitting like this the whole time, looking at you creepily. And paying attention to every word you say.
That is what I need.
I'll be hanging on every letter.
It's funny how you interrupted me 3 times to say that.
You're welcome. It's okay.
Oh. So the guy who told me about the border crossing thing was a student I met on OkCupid.
Okay.
Wasn't really interested in him, but he was saying some interesting things.
Stories,
so he was like, I'm going to go do this. I was like, what? What is that? Tell me all about that. That's awesome.
So if the guy's not interesting, he can maybe have interesting stories, and that'd be a way to...
I said I wasn't interested.
In him.
But he's interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, sure.
I was agreeing with you.
I don't really see that as first date stuff, though.
Yeah.
See what we didn't go on a date. This was all on the site.
Yeah. OkCupid. I have a friend who's like very adamant about that, about how great it is.
Really?
Yeah. And he the whole time we were doing a gig up in San Francisco, he kept checking his OkCupid.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
Yeah. And
it's hard not to. It's constant validation. You just get these people writing you.
No!
I know exactly who he's talking about. Though.
Oh.
Yeah. You even have an app for it.
Yeah,
don't you
have an app.
Oh, holy crap.
It's the same one who, when he found out I had an iPhone, he's, dude, you gotta get Blender. Kid's Blender. It's great. I'm like, what? And he goes, no, 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 just do it.
What's Blender?
It's like another one of the...
It's like, it's basically you're saying you're down to fuck, isn't it? Basically.
Oh, like Grindr.
Yeah,
it's Grindr.
Straight people Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he described it. It's like, oh, for people to be able to meet up.
Okay, Cupid does that too.
Yeah.
It's if you're in the area and you want to meet up, you can do that. I've never done that. I think that would be weird.
Yeah, another thing you can do is like talk to people.
Are you trying to get what you did to JDB?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do the JDB?
You know JDB?
There was a night me and Dave were at a
actually at that place.
Yeah, me and Dave were at a me and Dave were at a comedy club. It was kind of a hot night. It was fun. Joe Rogan was there. Ralph Emay was there. Mm-hmm. And this guy, this other comedian, he was stoned and drunk off his ass. And he always keeps his
to what you're saying.
Keeps his phone.
Thank you.
Keeps his phone close, like an inch away from his face, so he's always like playing video games, like Bejeweled Blitz or checking his Facebook.
Who's this?
I'm not gonna say his name.
Sure.
And the whole time he was there, he was trying to talk to this one girl. He kept going like at a 45 degree angle while he was talking to her, kind of thing. And it was so clear that she was trying to get away. It felt like a hostage situation. He wandered off, comes back, starts talking to her. I'm talking to her, and he just completely butts it. The whole time it was just one of those things. And he starts trying to holler at one of the waitresses afterwards, and it was one of those lulls in the conversation where everybody got quiet. And he asks, "Would you like to be my friend on Facebook?" Just completely out loud. Everybody starts bursting laughing, and my response was. Why don't you be friends with her in real life first? And it was just one of those where
that's
I got
hilarious.
Yeah, it was just one of those beautiful moments where I'm just the perfect zinger hits. You know, you ever have those times?
Oh yeah,
it's great.
Oh my god, it like makes you feel good. You remember it for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, this one
a little bit of validation, and everyone's like, "That's not that." Yeah. You had to be there. It was great.
No, it was great. The whole room exploded into laughter. I was the big man on campus.
See that? I'm the big cheese. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it even validated even further. I went on Facebook the next day, and he was bitching about it. And that's when I was just like, "Wow, that really was good. That really was good."
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of those times where being a
comedian. That's kind of like hitting a pinata without being blindfolded too.
With that kid? Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, you really stole the thunder from him just now. Like, you just really took that from him. He was like, you know, it's kind of those times when being a comedian kind of fades off, makes you feel good.
Oh,
like
the next day thing. The next day thing.
I thought you were saying, like, you know, it's just like hitting a pinata, but not blindfolded.
Yeah. No. The zinger was good, but the next day thing was the part that was just like, no. He holds on to shit.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart. I also just realized that I have a pen in my pocket that whole time.
Are you poking with a pen now? Are you playing?
No, I am being very good.
Yeah?
Because I got reprimanded.
Yeah.
I didn't reprimand you. I was just telling you how it makes you
Yeah. And she was being
you
honest.
You were
she
free
was,
to continue doing what you do.
She was being honest
now
with
I'm,
you.
Now I'm just paying attention. I'm zoned in.
No, you're not. You're paying attention to how you're paying attention. You're not actually paying attention to what I'm saying.
I just paid attention to everything you just said.
I'm proud of you.
He's going to regurgitate it, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's paying attention.
You know, we would make a horrible couple.
Probably.
The arguments we'd have would be, like, the worst. It would be something like what we just did just now.
It would be like Seinfeld. It would be like an argument about nothing, basically.
That's how most arguments are. They're really about nothing. Just kind of...
No, but they're about everything. They're about people not knowing how to express what they're actually feeling. So they poke at what they think it is, and then that gets them nowhere because then the other person, now you're fighting about that. And it's like, that's not even what I mean to be fighting about. But they just don't know. They're not in touch with their feelings. What?
They're using proxies for their emotions, basically. They're finding things there as opposed to getting to what the real problem is, whether it's a lack of respect or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're saying it was because you weren't staring at me whenever I was talking.
Right. I feel creepy when I have to stare at someone when I talk. Like, I'll stare at them, but it's like after a while I'm like, okay,
You don't want to stare at them and like lick your lips or anything.
It's weird. Some people you can be...
You have to have that balance.
There's a balance.
You have to know what it is.
Blinking, I think. I think that's the balance.
Alright, exactly. Gotta get that quick little break.
Yeah, it's a quick break.
Yeah.
I do that too sometimes when I'm nervous, though, and it's all in my head. I have a hard time looking at people in the eyes when I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm on a date, like, if I'm nervous, I'm not nervous with you guys, because I can stare at you,
mm-hmm.
whatever, no big deal. If I'm on a date, and I'm nervous,
we're also good to
look at. I'm very aware of what... I am very aware of what I must be looking like at that point. So I'm like,
you're just more conscientious about yourself.
It's everything. Everything. I'm like,
I see you doing yourself up nice for dates.
Yeah.
This is how I look all the time. Monotone voice, a monotone look.
You're good. You're good to go.
You're
I have a date on Thursday.
She's Daria, basically. Yeah.
I'm Daria.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm that monotone, am I?
I don't. I think no.
I also don't really know much about Daria.
No.
So
Daria talks like this.
Yeah, it was really a cartoon.
I know.
Somewhere.
I know what it was. I just wasn't allowed to watch MTV.
So you're like, you're Maria.
Maria Daria.
Get it?
Oh,
get
Maria.
It?
I got you.
There it is.
There we go. There we go. That's why your parents named you that.
Just hit them.
Yeah.
I didn't hit
Daria.
No. I don't think. I don't think of you as very monotone. I mean, obviously not on stage, but like no. And it's really distracting whenever I'm trying to have a conversation with you and you're staring at a water bottle. Boom! How about that, Dave? Got one for you. If you don't know this, the sudden outburst of laughter whenever I get hit with a water gun, basically. I can handle it.
It's like dumping green slime on you. Remember, you can't do that on television?
I don't
know. Yes, I do.
I don't know. And every time you said, I don't know, you would get dumped with
green
slime.
You get slimed.
Or if you said water.
I don't remember water.
Water, you get water.
Water, you get water.
Yeah.
You said it was.
Well, this has been an interesting podcast so far.
I think you've been spraying more on this one than any other one. It's the Boilermakers. I'm going to blame the Boilermakers.
Oh, yeah, these have definitely...
These are tasty.
They're really good. I've never had whiskey in beer.
It makes me
want to
continue
drinking. You never had whiskey in beer before?
I've had whiskey on the side of beer.
No.
I've never actually put it in the beer before.
No Wild College Times?
I've had sake in beer. You ever do that?
Oh, sake bombs?
We used to call them Hiroshimas.
Okay, that and that.
Sake bombs, yeah.
Well, the beer we used was Natty Light.
Oh, good Lord.
Ew.
Oh,
Ohio.
Oh, God.
You went to... It was freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I
lived on Natty Light.
Were you Keystone or Natty?
Natty.
I couldn't do Keystone.
See, yeah, who did?
I had buddies who were like, oh, Keystone, and gave you 30 rack for the same price. I'm like, it's Keystone, and they're skinnier cans.
Well, yeah. Are you talking about, like, just kegs or cans?
Cans.
Whenever you're drinking...
30 rack. Cans.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to preface it for people that may be listening.
They're not listening.
Every week, it's like
all of our insecurities on the table right now.
Oh no! One of the things we did, going from cheaper beer in college, we'd always do the first keg would be Bud Light. After everybody's lips were wet, then we'd go straight to Keystone Light. Or Natty Light. Absolutely, and it was always.
You don't know the difference at that point.
Oh, absolutely! And girls were already drunk. It didn't matter,
We did. Me and my buddies in college, our junior year, we tried to do a chore wheel. Like, okay, you have to do these chores, you have to do these chores, you have to do these.
Chore wheel.
Yeah. It didn't end up happening.
No.
Like, it was by Sunday night.
It started, like, the first day, maybe, and that was about it.
We did it for a month and a half, but if you didn't do your chores, you had
to. We're, like, washing the dishes, taking out the trash.
Yeah, it was like, everyone had something, like bathroom trash.
Mowed lawn, whatever.
No, we didn't have that one. You had to buy a case of beer for the house. So
you didn't do your choice?
Yeah.
It would just buy beer all the time.
Yeah, that's what me and my one buddy
It doesn't work when you're all living with a bunch of alcoholics. Right?
And we tried this, and we had a beer fridge.
You had a fridge just for beer?
Yeah, we tried to see how long, we tried to buy the shittiest
beers. You mean your BF?
Beers. Yeah, he is my BF. he's my good buddy. Yeah, he's actually getting married this summer.
Yeah?
The beer fridge was your BF.
Oh, yeah, it was. I hugged it.
Good Lord.
It was such a disappointing day.
He was in a relationship with
it
on Facebook.
When we moved out of that house. We tried to buy the shittiest beers we could. Like Genesee Cream Ale, Pabst Red Dog.
Oh, Red Dog.
You know Red Dog.
Oh, jeez.
Old Plank Road Brewery.
Oh, yeah. God. Ice House.
Yeah, ice house.
Mm-hmm.
And see what beer would stay in the fridge the longest.
Oh, like try to hit it past the expiration date, that kind of
thing?
No,
just like to see, like, because you'd eventually run out of beer and you'd go, oh, okay, we got those beers.
Well, I can tolerate this.
Yeah, we tried to see which one stayed in there the longest and ended up being, I think it was Red Dog.
Red Dog?
That sounds god awful.
It wasn't an appealing label. I mean,
yes, it was. It was a
Red Dog. It was a brown bottle. I remember that. Yeah.
You know, it was a bulldog. It's got a lot of personality.
It's like a vicious Clifford.
You know, exactly. Clifford's
the big red
Clifford's
dog.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people thought Rolling Rock was like a bad beer.
I liked Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock did.
I know people who liked it. I just never got into it.
Oh, I liked it because it was smooth. It was a smooth beer.
That's the first time I ever heard someone say they thought it was a bad beer. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because no. I'm a chick, if I go on a date to the Dresden with like this on, yeah. I'll be fine. Yeah. You guys are okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Should I try to look nicer?
You're attractive anyway. Don't worry about it.
Got it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's any validation for the dress.
No, because there's something I stress about is what to wear on a date. Because I don't want to look like I try too hard, but then I don't want to look like I didn't
try. If you're going to the Dresden middle of the week, this
looks good. Guys are so easy. Button up shirt, jeans, nice shoes.
Middle of the week, Dresden. Yeah, if it's a weekend, maybe dress a little nicer, but on the middle of the week,
get some whiskey to let them know you have some class.
Yeah.
Does whiskey say class for ladies? I don't think it does. Yeah, because I drink whiskey and I feel like.
Whiskey says I hate my father.
I love my father, though. He calls me every day at 4. He's going to call in...
It's like your tea
literally,
time?
Watch. He will call in seven minutes.
Okay, so we'll probably...
And then he calls me every day.
I have a good relationship with my father, so that does not
I wouldn't say whiskey says I hate my father. Whiskey
for
just...
For a girl.
Not really. I just say whiskey means a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Like, the clear drinks is like, I can hide my problem. Whiskey's just like, I don't care anymore. Yeah.
I actually like the taste of whiskey, though.
So
like, Maker's and Water has a little coconutty flavor to it, and I like it.
I like whiskey just because it's what I drink when I'm, like, don't want to think. When I just want to, like, drown.
I just
want to
feel a little bit warm inside. Is that
it
alcohol?
It does that, too.
Yeah.
You get it in the face a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Everything's a little bit okay.
Yeah.
That's
you
the place
out.
I like to be at.
Yeah, like, 54 degree weather.
Unfortunately,
that lasts,
like, 10 minutes.
And shorts.
Yeah,
sure.
Snowy day. You can just go get an airline bottle, make it home, and you're fine.
Exactly.
You got a little warm weather to get you going.
That's
especially in New York.
That's what the sled dogs used to
just
have,
a little,
right? Whiskey.
A little while you're driving, no big deal. Just enough that take the edge off the track.
Just a nip.
Love that.
Is what it comes down to. That's all you need is a nip.
Yeah.
I like whiskey.
You got any more?
That was a very subtle way of asking this.
No.
That's the way of saying I want to.
You're going to have to talk to your dad. You sure you don't want to get liquored up for this? It'll be fun.
No, she said she loves her dad.
No, my dad and I have a good relationship.
Does he want to be part of the podcast?
No, I don't think so. He gets really mad when I do that to him.
Oh, yeah? Is he?
Because he thinks everybody's laughing at his accent.
Is he in New York, or where is he at?
He is in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. What part of Ohio are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
You're from Ohio. I always associate you with New York because...
Because I sound like I'm from New York.
Absolutely, because you started doing comedy in New York?
Sure.
All right.
No, I started in Ohio. I had, I did comedy for 6 months in Ohio.
Okay.
I started at the Scarlet and Gray Cafe on OSU's campus. And I was wasted
the Columbus,
on Jaeger. In Columbus, Ohio. And then, I moved to New York shortly after to just get more stage time.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, because there's only so much you can do in Ohio.
Right.
Yeah. I moved out here to start.
Yeah. I think I'd done like two open mics in Oklahoma before I got real serious. Yeah, but no, LA was
You did two open mics. You're like, that's it, I made it.
No,
I was ready to move to the big city, Mom.
Well, time to show the world what I got. Well, it's worked out so
I'm going
well.
To Hollywood with a bindle and a dream.
We all did that. I can't make fun of you for that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, the same thing you're doing, asshole.
Yeah.
Just throw shit.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Are your friends from home married? My friends are on their second child by this point.
My friends are on their second marriage.
My friends...
Almost every...
It's every other.
He's 27.
Yeah?
Oh,
you're 27.
I'm 34.
Yeah. It's like they're starting
Wait
to get married.
Wait to get to be old and haggard like us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's...
I'm
34. I would say
28.
And at least you're married.
I would say 90... in an open relationship. 90% of my friends are either married or divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say about the same percent, maybe even higher, have kids.
I gotta say, I can't wait for my friends to be divorced.
Yeah.
And I can be like, I bet you wish you never did that in the first place, huh?
So where's half your shit? Not with you.
You wanna be the little red devil on the shoulder.
I wanna not feel like a, like when I go home.
That you feel,
like
and I go to yet another wedding.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
And this happened to me at my ex-boyfriend's wedding. I went to my ex-boyfriend's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think one of my, either my best friend or him asked me, are you going to bring a date? I'm like, no, it'll be all our high school buddies.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I was at a table with four other married couples. All my friends were married. I didn't even think that would happen.
Because in LA, it's not as big a thing.
Yeah.
Do you get the lesbian label?
I hope not.
You don't really get that in Ohio.
Do you?
No.
I come off like a lesbian?
No. I'm just saying, no. A lot of people think.
Bitchy's fine. I'm fine with
it. Yeah, Angela likes to talk about it all the time. A lot of people think I'm gay.
Really?
Back in Oklahoma. Because I don't have any kids.
You're living in faggy-ass Hollywood?
Yeah, living in faggy-ass Hollywood. Probably got those Obama underwear on, whatever. Yeah, that kind of thing. But it's just, a lot of people like, it's cool if you're. I'm like, dude, seriously, I'm not. You know, it's just one of those things where, like, if you haven't had any kids at a certain age, they just don't.
Yeah, they don't get it. It's like, what are you doing? What are you?
Are you going to start taking pictures of you, like, mid-stroke? Just, no, look, I'm not gay.
I'm with a girl right now. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't ever get that, but, like, my buddies at home are all pretty much still live in the same
neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, some of them are married, some of them aren't. Like, mostly my buddies who are in college are kind of like,
it's about grad school. Yeah.
But yeah, like, going home for weddings, it's just like, oh, I didn't bring a date.
You gotta bring a date.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you figure
yeah.
Women around, whatever.
My buddy's wedding, the guy who I would buy the beers with, like, he would buy the beers because I wasn't 21 at the time, and he was. But he's like, no, you want to bring... Trust me, you want to outsource this one. Don't try to get other bridesmaids.
Yeah. they're all attached. Okay.
Yeah, you can go with that.
I'm going to outsource this one. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, all right. Are you...
I'm paying attention.
You were paying attention. You look like a scuba diver now.
You do.
Absolutely. Scuba Steve, Scuba Dave. All right. Well, this has been a good podcast. Would you agree, Dave?
Yes.
Yes, Maria?
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being a
guest. Sorry for being distracted.
Yeah, well, thank you for apologizing. It was really upsetting me.
I'm sure Maria feels bad about being a bitch.
I don't.
Nope, she doesn't.
Not even a little.
She's not even a little, she's
guys.
So bitchy, she doesn't even feel bad about being one.
Honestly, I'm at the point now where people call me bitchy in my career before. I don't even care. That's how I am.
Third worst.
Maria, do you have a website?
MariaShahada.com. Maria. Figure out how to spell it.
She hot a. Yeah.
SHEHATA?
Uh-huh.
.com?
Yep.
Maria, if you can't figure out how to spell that, you really don't deserve to learn. Are you on Twitter?
Same thing. Twitter,
Maria Shahada.
Maria Shahada. Facebook, Maria Shahada.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Fun stuff. You can find her on OkCupid, probably.
Don't find me on OkCupid.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Keep listening every Monday. We have a new podcast. Listen to some Jeffro calls on the way out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Toodles.
Who the fuck invited you?
Get out! Get his body, you've been hating away. You know you really been slow in my game. And I don't know who gave you the invite. We are ready to hear that tonight.
Get out!